did some of my theory, so I have analyzed the process using the so-called data. Today, I will present a climatic environment please divide that in this presentation, broadband means a quick thinking back between about 0.1 or 0.2 MHz. The low frequency means and less than about 1,000 MHz. And this is one example of the climatic protein value from the data we have done. This is the this earthquake is the 2008 Washington earthquake. It's the shallow gravity occurring in the depth of the shallow central region in the north of Japan. And in warmest months, and so using this kind of storm water data, if we use the group green function, it explains the propagation participation size. People call this kind of the large cube area set. But unfortunately, this kind of kinematic protein version can be available in the frequency, in the low frequency band up to 1 hertz. But in the, to understand the strong the nature of the strong gravity in the around the near the area, you'd like to know more of the process of the strong motion generation, higher than 1 hertz. So this is the recent image of the strong model for broadband strong motion generation to use. And left side is a heterogeneous model. This is this model can be obtained by the standard kinematic wave of the volume by the media size, and because they find that the area is large. And right model shows that we got strong motion generation area for the model. Strong motion generation area is this kind of the left is a rectangular shape inside the fourth frame, and strong motion generation by the according to Miyake et al. 2003, strong motion generation area is defined as a rectangular area with large peak velocity and high threshold. So the, because of the large peak velocity and high threshold inside the fourth SMD, strong broadband strong motion in that frequency range is mainly from radiated from the disk. Here, and we can get a good simulation of strong motion. And the forward strong motion, in the previous study, the forward strong ground motion simulation is a strong motion composed of several strong motion generation area successfully rotated of the electron spectrum for the then this is one example of the strong motion simulation using the SMG strong model. This aspect is this is one example, but this aspect is different from the aspect of the previous slide. This aspect occurs in the model, but I know that you are interested in the aspect, but it's 180 を見た。And we use the empirical learning observation to do the equivalent of these techniques. And this is the image model of a fourth model we use, in the world of slow motion simulation. And in case of this one case, we need two SMG slow motion simulation area. One is allocated to near the input at the high center, the other is located in the deep, another core center. And this is a comparison of the observation and simulated acceleration in the frequency range up to 10 Hz. As you can see, using this kind of the very simple source model, we can simulate the acceleration time history of the most of station in the objective of this study is as I already said that this kind of heterogeneous trip model can be obtained usually obtained at up to 1 Hz. But in previous source inversion studies, the source models are compared among the different frequencies. For example, some researchers compare the sleep model in the obtained in the low frequency waveform inversion with the high frequency cyclic with the source model with high frequency cyclic transition and discuss something like that. But our motivation is to investigate the nature of the broadband slow motion simulation activity. So it is necessary to analyze the entire subtraction process, especially for the 3.36 velocity simulation in the broadband frequency in a uniform technique. So we would like to do this kind of analysis in this technique. So before explaining our inversion method, I will briefly introduce the 2003 fourth near year. This is also another aspect from I already shown the story for the confusing organization of my story. This event is a moment magnitude 7.0 event occurred within the past 6 hours and here left of the Kiyomi. This is the northeast part of Japanese island and in this area, the Pacific plate is the ocean plate conducting from east and west down to the Japanese island. So this kind of downward compression type, the intraplate earthquake occurs inside the Pacific. And this earthquake occurs in 2003 and some in 2004. This map shows the peak ground acceleration observed by the Japanese slow motion network, and this color shows the peak ground acceleration rather than the one thousand curve. More than 1,000 curve observed at the main station is usually this aspect, but peak ground right map shows the peak ground distribution of peak ground velocity. But PGV, observed PGV are less than 40 centimeters per second at the most station. And this just shows the distribution of the so you can see that it's different for frame of the So and in previous studies, there are several source models for source models for the disaster foundation. This slide shows the shift distribution by AOE and DWI. They analyze the change distribution using the strong motion data less than 1 Hz in visual and right hand side shows the SMG model
downward seismograph, but in order to exclude the
no linear hydrogen, so near the first target, we will only the downfall record for the treatment station. And this this blind the mechanism we use as an epigallium function. So we use a 6-day thickness downhole station as acceleration envelope in one of the other base levels using the moment mount to 4.7 EGF index. And the total number of the anion connectors 400. And this before doing to apply before applying to gear data we that we have done the synthetic test. We generate the synthetic acceleration record from this assumed test of those models, target test of models using the equivalent function method. And random noise was added to the synthetic data. Then we embedded the synthetic observation data in our embedding method. And as you can see, we can recover the physics of models well by the inversion. And this is the inversion result for the real data. So let's here show the total speed distribution and the color contour shows the total speed amount of the on the cost plane and this line shows the rupture time. And the open star is the hypercenter, and the middle one is the distribution of the velocity of the right one direction. And so the, in the around in the vicinity of the hypercenter, we have the large split velocity, peak split velocity with the maximum peak split velocity. About 11 meters per second. And we can see that the other characteristics is that this large repulsive, large repulsive area. Here the maximum trip is about 10 meters. And when we compare the right-hand distribution of this frequency distribution for this part, the right time is largest in the center of the distance, and the peak trip velocity is relatively larger than the edge of the distance. So, the rupture of this portion is very similar to the small distance model. And this figure shows the comparison of velocity waveforms between the observation and black plate observation, red plate the fitting and also acceleration envelope where we produce by alpha. And also we can see the acceleration waveform itself. Because of the beacon, it produces acceleration with the probe of the gain. So, the acceleration spectra is also available. And we see the contribution of the space in the probe of the motion. This is the example we show the hypnotic star component of the the gray trace shows the observed record, and red waveform is the ground motion generated inside this portion. And, and blue trace is calculated from this portion. So, most of ground motion shown in observation are contributed to this part and this part. So, So it can be concluded that include a broadband seismic wave, including high frequency part, is radiated from the whole area with these two aspects. And he also compared our model to the previous model and also the high frequency radiation model analyzed by Nakahara. So the feature of having the two aspects and high frequency observed here is corresponding to the high frequency energy radiation by Nakahara. So the broadband strong motion generation process of the 2003 Opinion Newton Cluster has been analyzed in strong dimension data and then firstly the transparent the joint inversion method of the velocity waveform in low frequency band and acceleration in the end of the high frequency cluster stage. And the strong motion of many targets of plastic, one word of that in the beginning of the center, and the other is of that in the deeper portion of the board. Maximum of the peak is close to 11 meters per second, and peak is close to 50 more than meters per second. And the relatively large peak is at the moment, end of the deeper section is 14 meters per second.
What is the magnitude of the EGF you're using, the green function?
Moment magnitude 4.10.
Okay, so it's quite small respect to the size of the,
yes,
the source.
So which EGF is very fast, a finite time,
yeah,
in our system. So we divided the fault frame of the target event by the size of the EGF.
Okay. Yeah. And in this method, the directivity, in fact, is provided by the rupture front propagation, but there is no the directivity internal to the EGF. So it's highly directive up to the scale of the green function, let's say this magnitude 4.something earthquake. Do you analyze the directivity effects of this earthquake?
We have not analyzed the directivity effect of this small event, but and in this case, the earthquake occurs in the deeper part of the around 70 kilometer depth, and the station is almost located on the above the source. So, I don't think the directivity of the small event is not crucial.
Because you're looking at frequency, which,
yeah,
should provide a detail of the earthquake. And if you have a very strong directivity of the EGF up to the surface, and because your retro directivity of the main shot is going down, so you completely flip the directivity of the two ruptures, and then you may interpret as a flip velocity what is in fact just a ratio of directivity. Yeah. So.
So we need to check with the energy.